Okay, we get it. It's been cold. We understand the desire to stay warm can sometimes be better or more overpower your common sense. But please try to stay warm safely. Tuesday morning in Wisconsin, 23 below, a woman trying to get her car to warm up so it would start. Nothing traditional was working, so she eventually put hot charcoal underneath the car. Sounds good in theory. However, the bottom of the car caught fire. Police say the woman was lucky not to get hurt herself, but her car has suffered some serious damage.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about yawning. So right now, you're going to try not to yawn. Mm-hmm. And that's probably a good idea, because it apparently can kill you. Last Thursday, an unidentified 26-year-old in China woke up and yawned really hard. Then he felt a pain in his chest, didn't think much of it, and went to work. Later that day, he felt worse, so his coworkers took him to the hospital, and it turns out he'd yawned so hard, it collapsed one of his lungs.
Didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah. Now I'm very cautious every time I yawn. And according to his doctors, it caused something called spontaneous pneumothorax. I think that's how you say it, where too much air builds up around the lungs. And obviously, it's pretty rare. It happens to about 0.01% of men in the U.S. every year. And although it's not clear how often yawning is actually the culprit.
Last Thursday, a 40-year-old man and his 37-year-old woman in Oregon having a romantic dinner at a nice restaurant and gave their waitress an interesting different tip. Instead of the usual cash or, you know, a little extra on the credit card, they left her an envelope of crystal meth. She called the police, they arrested the couple, and then found out that, hey, they're running a meth lab right out of their room at the Holiday Inn.
I'd be very insulted if I was that waitress. I'd be like, do I look like I want some crystal meth?
Yeah, wow.
The website carinsurance.com just released a survey where people ranked all 51 U.S. license plates from best looking to worst. Yes, there are 51. And here are the top five. Oregon's plate came in fifth. It's got mountains and a green fir tree on it. Alabama came in fourth. Simple landscape with the slogan Sweet Home Alabama from the Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Number three was Utah, because there shows a red rock formation called the Delicate Arch from Arches National Park. Hawaii came in second, because theirs has a rainbow all the way across. And the best-looking license plate is apparently in Wyoming. Their plate has a silhouetted cowboy on a bucking horse. On the other end of the spectrum, the worst license plate in the country is Delaware. It's just a navy blue plate with gold numbers and the motto of the first state. And the rest of the bottom five are Arkansas, Michigan, Alaska, and Virginia.
Monday, a 77-year-old man in Kansas taking his trash out. It was early, 3:30 in the morning. He slipped and he fell, unable to get back up. 7 below out at the time. Good news, the newspaper delivery guy found him. 30 minutes later, called 911 and saved this man's life.
Awesome.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.